Okay, we are back in Montreal at the halftime break. Brought to you by Salford Group, the Wireless Age, Pioneer Protector, HarvestMax CR, and Redhead Equipment. Luke and Rod with you, where the Riders have a 24-17 lead. And I would suggest, Luke, that the Riders overcame a sloppy start, a shoddy start, and they're looking pretty good here to lead this game by a touchdown at halftime.
Yeah, they're fortunate to be in this situation where they're up by seven because it was not a good start. And I think that when you look at playing probably a better team, you know, I don't think they're up. But luckily they're playing the Montreal Alouettes, and they've played them well. They've kept Manziel in the pocket for the most part. They've thrown some different looks at him, and they're just going to have to make the adjustments that they think need to be made here in the second half and come out. And that's been the nice thing about the Riders is they've played well in the second half for the most part of the year.
You know, I will say this, and then I'll let you eat your hot dog, your Shane Show. I said Manziel's quickness is something, when you see it live, it's impressive. But he's still been sacked three times. How many, and by the way, by Antigua, by Eddie Steele, and by Jeter. Well, he still thinks he's playing college football.
Yeah, the reason that he's been sacked is because they've been keeping him. Whenever he's tried to get to the outside, they've had Antigua or someone there spying him to where he has to get back into the pocket where, quite frankly, he doesn't want to be on a lot of those. And that's the other thing. They've been in second and 10 a lot of the time. Anytime the Alouettes are in a second and 7-plus situation, they're in trouble. They need to be in those second and 4-5 situations where they can still use stand back. That's what gives them the ability to produce. But when they're in second and 7-plus, when they're in second and 9, second and 10, then teams know that they don't necessarily have to look at stand back as the guy. They just, hey, stay in front of some of these receivers and then jump for a jump ball situation.
Okay, the scoring summary for the Canadian Brewhouse. By the way, your headquarters for week 4 in the NFL. Sure, the early games are on, but don't forget, games at 4, games at 7 tonight. The Canadian Brewhouse with two locations in Regina and one in Saskatoon. The Owls got on the board first. Antonio Pipkin, a one-yard touchdown run at 7:03 with a point after. The Owls went up 7-0. Riders tied it on Trey Mason's first career CFL touchdown, a 28-yarder on the ground at 10:28 of the first quarter. It was 7-7. And then Kyren Moore put the Riders up 13-7 on the last play of the opening quarter, a 23-yard touchdown reception from Zach Caleros. The one-point attempt was no good from Lowther. 13-7 Riders led going into the second quarter. Adarius Bowman caught a 47-yard touchdown pass from Johnny Manziel at 1:48 with a point after. Montreal went up 14-13. That was Manziel's first career touchdown toss in the CFL. The Owls added to their lead 17-13 with a Boris Beattie field goal from 17 yards out at the 6:12 mark. And they led by 4. The Riders regained the lead on a 1-yard rushing touchdown by Nick Marshall, with the 2-point convert being good, caught by Air Jordan. That was at the 12:30 mark. The Riders went up 21-17. And then with a minute 13 to go in the first half, Brett Lowther hit a 36-yard field goal. His first and only attempt so far on the day put the Riders up 24-17. And that's where we stand here at the break, as we're being entertained by a cover band here at midfield, all in Alouettes jerseys. Great afternoon here in Montreal. Very entertaining football game. The halftime show continues after this on the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network. Where the Riders have the lead 24-17 over the Alouettes. We'll get to some first half stats in a moment. But first,
to mold those guys,
the halftime rewind brought to you by Anderson Auto.
At the right
Anderson Collision and Glass, now doing SGI accident repair and estimates. Get a free courtesy car for all insurance and glass repair. Open at 7 a.m. Brett Lowther kicks off, and we're underway from Percival Molson Stadium. Now he comes out into the slot on the right side, and they go empty on 2nd and 3 for the Rider 37, and Manziel drops the pass. Pressured in the pocket, he's in trouble. Now, scrambles left. Johnny's in trouble and takes a sack. Back around the 50-yard line. Toby Antigua with a sack. They're from the one-yard line. Far right hash. Pipkin quarterbacks it. It's a quarterback keep, but he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Montreal. Trey Mason inside, busted into the second level. Now he's gone to the end zone. Touchdown, Riders. Trey Mason from 28 yards out. That's his first in the CFL. Caleros drops, looks end zone, sees nothing. Now he's pressured and he'll heave it down to the goal line and swerve more. Makes the catch just across the goal line. Touchdown, Riders. I thought Zach was throwing it away. Double reverse, and now Manziel downfield for Adarius Bowman. Hauls it in. Touchdown, Montreal, from 47 yards out. A triple reverse. First and goal from the one. Nick Marshall under center. Trey Mason in the backfield. And now Marshall around the left end in the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Riders, and they take the lead late in the first half. We are at the half in Montreal, and on the quality tire scoreboard, it is Saskatchewan 24, Montreal 17. Okay, there you go with the first half. Time rewind for Anderson Collision and Glass. Some stats in this one for Cooper Tire. On the Rider side of things, Zach Caleros, through 30 minutes of football, is 13 of 19 for 183 yards and a touchdown. On the ground, Trey Mason now officially 5 carries, 52 yards and a major. Caleros has rushed once for 9 yards, Thigpen 2 for 6, and Nick Marshall 1 carry for 1 yard and 1 touchdown. Receiving, Shaq Evans is the Riders' leading receiver today, 4 catches for 82 yards. Kyran Moore has got 2 for 34 and a TD. Kenny Shaw has 2 catches for 33 yards, and Jordan Williams-Lambert 2 for 11. Marcus Thigpen, Josh Stanford, and Trey Mason each have 1. So today, Zach Caleros has utilized 8 different receivers. Defensively, Sam Iguavit and Matt Elam lead with 3 tackles each. And as far as sacks go, the Riders have had 3 of Johnny Manziel. Toby Antigua, Chad Jeter, and Eddie Steele all have the sacks for the Rough Riders today. Manziel is 5 of 10 for 91 yards and a touchdown. William Standback has 6 carries for 25 yards. Manziel's carried it twice for 5 yards. Antonio Pipkin, 3 carries for 4 yards and a touchdown. Ernest Jackson has caught the most passes for the Alouettes today, 2 for 26. Adarius Bowman has 1 for 47. Standback, 1 for 10. And B.J. Cunningham, 1 for 8. Yes, Johnny Manziel has only 5 completions at halftime, but they've somehow managed to put 17 points on the board. And their leading tackler is the veteran Canadian linebacker out of Wilfrid Laurier, Chris Ackey. He's got 5. And the Riders have kept Zach Caleros very clean so far in this game today. No sacks allowed. Boris Beedy is 1 of 1 on field goals in the football game from 17 yards out. Brett Lowther, 1 of 1 for the Riders for 36 yards. That is the halftime stat story and rundown from Montreal. We'll be back with the second half kickoff after this timeout. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.